And a very good morning to you. It is Sunday morning, the 21st of November, the year 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 32 and verse 11 in the Old Testament, this is what the word says. Does not Hezekiah persuade you to give yourselves over to die by famine and by thirst, saying, the Lord our God will deliver us from the hand of the king of Assyria? One word, intimidation. Intimidation is a lie from the devil himself. The Oxford Dictionary says, intimidation means to frighten or to overawe someone. Are you feeling intimidated today by your circumstances? Well, how did Jesus overcome the devil when he was tempted in the desert after having nothing to eat or to drink for 40 days and 40 nights? You see, the devil is a coward and a bully. He will always attack you when you are feeling down. Well, if we go to the book of Luke chapter 4 and verse 4, Jesus stood against the devil with the word of God. Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. The devil is a liar. He's a thief. He is a bully. Don't believe his lies. Stand on the word and the promises of God. The devil's like a little mouse running around with a big loud hailer, trying to frighten people with his lies. Many years ago, we were faced with El Nino, that horrific drought. The newspapers and the radios were telling people, don't plant your fields this year because there's no rain. Now, I went down to Kings Park Rugby Stadium. I stood on the platform in my tartan kilt, and I said, to hell with El Nino. We are going back to the farm, and we're going to plant. Now, once you make a statement, you've got to follow through. I committed myself. But you know, that year we had a wonderful crop of maize and potatoes. I want to say to you today, you need to stand up and face the devil head on, and he will back down. That's exactly what King Hezekiah said to his people. Don't worry about the king of Assyria. The Lord is on our side. And if you read on, you'll see that the Lord sent angels to defeat the enemy. He'll do it again for you and me. Let us not be intimidated by the lies of the devil. Have a wonderful Sunday as you wait upon the word of God. God bless you and goodbye.